All right, we are looking at the last part of Ephesians 2 today.
我们今天看以弗所第二章的最后一部分。
One person told me they were out of town traveling, so did not have time to do homework.
有人告诉我说上个星期他们出去外出，所以没做家庭作业。
If you need a copy of today's, please raise your hand.
如果你需要今天的
week,、okay?
讲义的话，就是上星期的作业，请你举手，就发给你。
And then Elder Yang has for next week as well. But
然后那个杨长老也有。
At the end, or either way, whatever you prefer. But these two brothers over here need this week. Oh, three. Okay.
有三位没有那个。
This is for today, yes.
这是今天的作业。
Ephesians 2 is showing us what happens as we are saved by grace through faith.
以弗所第二章告诉我们，当我们因信受得救的时候，我们身上会有什么改变？
We spent 2 weeks looking at the first 10 verses.
我们有两个星期的时间看头十句。
That shows what God did in our life.
是看到神在我们的生命中行了什么样的奇事。
We were enemies of God.
首先呢，我们是神的敌人。
We were dead in our sins.
我们死在过犯罪恶中。
We were slaves to this world.
我们是这个世界的奴仆。
And God made us alive.
但是神使我们活过来。
He raised us up.
他使我们让我们活过来。
And he seated us at the right hand of the Father.
他让我们一同坐在天和基督耶稣坐在天上，坐在父神的右边。
And we saw last week that part of why he did this is so that we can accomplish what he has created us to do.
神做这一切是要让我们去完成他创造我们所要我们所能完成的。
He did not save us.
他拯救我们不是。
So that we can say, "Oh, good, now I am saved."
不是，就是拍拍手说，哦，现在我得救了。
I will sit on my chair and wait to go to heaven.
我就坐在那儿等着上天堂。
He saved us to send us out into the world.
他拯救我们是要差我们到这个世界上。
To do the work that He created us to do.
去做他创造我们所要做的事。
Many people are afraid of that.
好多人就很怕这一点。
Sometimes I would ask students at the college.
有时候我会问大学，我的学校的学生。
What is the role of works in the Christian life?
工作在基督徒的生活中是有什么样的角色呢？
And they would say, "Oh, nothing, nothing, nothing. We are saved by grace."
他们就说，就是说做工有什么？他们说，哦，没这个做工呢，一点功用都没有，因为我们是靠恩典得救的。
Paul agrees, we are saved by grace, not by works.
保罗同意，我们是因恩典得救，而不是因为我们的工作得救。
But he says we are saved by grace to do good works.
但是他告诉我们，我们是。靠恩典得救是为了叫我们去工作去行善。
Now in the second part of Ephesians 2, he begins looking at what happens in our life because we are saved by grace through faith.
第二，以弗所第二章的第二部分就讲到说，因为我们被因恩典得救，那在我们的生命中会发生什么？
You see, if you tell me that you were dead and now you are alive,
如果你告诉我你已经死了，现在你活过来了。
And you look exactly the same as when you were dead.
如果你跟你死的时候看得一模一样。
I am going to wonder.
我就会去怀疑，去想。
Really?
你真的吗？
A dead person is brought to life and nothing changes.
你从死里边现在活过来了，你竟然没有任何改变。
And if you tell me I have been saved by grace through faith, my whole life has been transformed.
如果你说我是因着那个信心，靠着恩典得救，我的整个生命都被改变了。
Now I live exactly the way I did before.
但是呢，我跟过去的生活过得没有任何区别。
Nothing has changed.
没有任何东西改变。
In fact, no one around me can even tell that I have been saved by grace through faith.
有甚至我周围的人都不能够。不知道我是因信得救了。
I start to think that's a pretty disappointing salvation.
那个是很让人失望的救恩，对不对？
Nothing happened.
什么事情都没有发生。
And so in the last part, he tells us what happens.
他最后这一部分就告诉我们发生了什么。
You see, the first 10 verses, he said, we were alienated from God.
他在头十节告诉我们，我们和神是隔离的。
In the second part, he tells us,
他告诉我们，
we were alienated from each other.
我们彼此之间也是隔离的。
We don't have time to go back and look at it today, but if you read through Genesis 3,
如果你回有时间回去读创世纪第三章的话，
when Adam and Eve sinned,
当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
it doesn't affect only their relationship with God.
不单单影响他们和神之间的关系。
Yes, it affects their relationship with God. They are separated from Him.
是影响到了他们和神之间的关系，他们和神隔离。
But it also affects their relationship with each other.
也影响到了他们彼此之间的关系。
Because remember what Adam says.
请你记住亚当说了什么。
When God says, "Did you eat the fruit?"
神说，你吃了这个果子了吗？
And what does she say?
亚当怎么说？
He says.
亚当怎么说的？
He says what men have been saying ever since.
自从那个之后，所有的男人都这样说。
That woman you gave me.
你给我的那个女人。
She gave me the fruit.
她给了我那个果子。
Wives.
所以太太们呢？
Am I right?
对不对，你先生？
Men have been blaming you for their trouble all along.
是不是意思你的先生都在因为他们自己的麻烦就是推脱责任到你身上。
What has happened?
到底发生了什么？
Their relationship is damaged by sin.
他们彼此之间的关系也因为罪被毁坏了。
Even their relationship with the world around them, with nature, is damaged.
甚至他们跟这个大自然的关系也被破坏了。
Because God says,
因为神说，现在
you're going to reap from the ground, but it's going to be by the sweat of your brow. You're going to fight weeds. You're going to fight thistles. It's going to be a struggle.
现在呢，你要汗流满面才能糊口，地里面会长出荆棘蒺藜。你要跟那些这个不好的这些植物要去耕种。
Romans 8 has a wonderful verse that I think we often kind of overlook.
罗马书有第八章有一个很棒的经节，我们经常就忽略掉了。
He says, the whole creation has been groaning, waiting for the redemption that will be revealed.
他说，因为受造之物都在叹息，切望等候的救赎的到来。
All of creation.
所有的受造之物。
It seems to me that he is saying the very ground itself is suffering the results of our sin.
就是对我来讲，好像就是这个土地，这个大地都在因为我们罪的结果在受苦。
Waiting for restoration.
他们在等着这个救赎。
And so in Ephesians 2, the second part.
所以在以弗所书的第二章的第二部分。
He shows us
他就向我们显示
that through the salvation that has come,
因为这个所降临的救恩，
this alienation from each other is also going to be remedied.
就是我们彼此之间的这种隔离，这种隔绝也会被救赎。
1 through 10, we were alienated from God.
一到十节讲到了我们跟神隔离。
And now that is restored.
现在呢，那个被修复了。
11 through 22, we were alienated from each other.
第十一到二十二节，我们彼此之间隔离。
And now that is restored.
那个也会被重建，被恢复。
Now, let me ask you a question. I didn't put on the sheet.
我没有在这个作业上写，但是我想问大家一个问题。
Which seems easier in daily life?
在每天的生活中，哪个是更容易呢？
To heal the alienation with God or the alienation with other people?
去医治你和神之间的这种隔离呢，还是医治你和人和人之间的隔离，哪个更容易一些？
Which of those seems to be easier?
哪个是更容易一些呢？跟神。
Someone says with God.
跟神之间的这种医治更容易一些。
How many of you would say that's the easy part of this equation?
多少人会觉得这个是这个等号？
Because he does
it.
He transforms us, right?
因为神呢，他整个更新了我们。
And he is lovely.
然后呢，神是很爱我们的。
It is easy to love him.
所以呢，他很爱我们，我们也很容易去爱他。神也很可爱，很美好。
The more I know him,
我越认识神。
The easier it is to love him.
也就越容易去爱神。
But now, my friend Richard here.
比如说我的朋友理查德在这里 ，Richard 在这儿。
Maybe the more I know of him,
也许我更了解他。
The harder it will be to love him.
可能就更难爱他。
I hope not.
我希望不是那样。
But you understand?
但是了解到了吗
？People are hard sometimes to love.
有的时候人旁边的人是让你很难去爱的。
That alienation is difficult.
那种隔离是很困难解决。
Someone talked to me, or actually talked to my wife this week.
今天上个星期我跟我太太之间谈。
Said another lady in the church.
和另外一个在教会里的姐妹女士。
Just quit speaking.
就突然就不跟她说话了。
They had been friends for years.
他们已经是好多年的朋友。
And now stay away.
然后那个人就避开她，不跟她说话
了。This lady said, "I went to her and said, 'What have I done?'"
然后这个女士呢，就去这个不跟她说话的女士。
You know what you did?
说，我到底怎么回事呢？然后那个女的就说，不跟她说话，说，
no,
你知道你做了什么？那个人说，我不知道我做了什么。
Well, I will forgive you.
然后她说，好吧，我原谅你。
But I can't trust you anymore.
但是我不能再信任你了。
She said it has been 5 years.
她说现在已经这种情况已经持续了5年。
I make homemade bread and take.
她说我有时候就自己家里烤好面包给她带去。
And she says, "Thank you. I know you're trying to earn forgiveness."
那个女的就说，谢谢你，但是我知道你想要赢回这个饶恕。
And this lady in tears.
然后这位女士就是真的是带着眼泪对我太
太说。I don't know what I have done.
她说我不知道我做了什么。
But there is a wall that has grown.
但是我们之间好像有一股墙在不断的建起来，高起来。
You see, alienation between people can be more difficult sometimes than the alienation with God.
就是人和人之间的这种隔离，有时候比人和神之间的隔离更困难，就更困难恢复。
But here's what is important.
但是这里很重要的就是要知晓。
The second half of Ephesians 2 tells us
这个以弗所第二章的第二部分告诉我们
that if the first half has happened,
如果你和第一部分已经发生了，你和神之间
alienation with God,
你和神之间的隔离
we
被修复了
must
我们必须
work on the second part,
我们必须要在第二部分努力。
I don't have the option, in other words,
就是说我没有这个选择
as a Christian to
作为基督徒说
well, God and I, we're good.
我跟神之间是没问题了
and so y'all don't matter.
所以你们都没关系，都不重要。
No.
不是这样。
Ephesians 2 says, because my relationship with God is right,
以弗所书第二章说，因为我跟神的关系正确了。
Then I have to work on my relationship with Brother Richard.
所以呢，我跟这个弟兄之间的关系呢，我就必须要去努力。
Because that is part of this new body that God is creating.
这就是一个神所创造的这个新人，这个新的身体。
And so,
所以
he starts by showing us.Our alienation from people.
所以他首先呢，向我们展示的就是人和人之间彼此之间的隔离。
In case I don't get all this done, let me give you an outline here, real quick.
我先给大家一个大纲。
Verses 11 and 12 show us this alienation.
11节、12节显示了这个人和人之间的这个隔离。
You were separated from Christ.
他说你们是和与基督无关。
You were alienated from Israel.
在以色列国民以外。
You were strangers to the covenant.
在所应许的租约上是外人。
That's who we were.
那是我们过去是什么样子。
And what Paul does here is what is a mirror of the first part.
所以呢，这个十一十二节好像是头十节的一个反照，一个镜像似的。
If you can remember 2 weeks ago,
如果你能记住两个星期之前
，He starts that first part. You were dead in your sins. You were alienated from God.
他说到你们死在过犯罪恶中，你们与神隔离。
Now he says,
现在保罗说
you were alienated from your brothers and sisters in this world.
现在呢，你跟这个是你的这个弟兄姐妹的跟他们隔离，跟他们隔绝。
Then verses 13 through 18,
13到18节
this is what Christ has done to cure that alienation.
就是基督做了什么来医治了这个隔离。
And again, I need a really big whiteboard here that I can write on.
我在需要一个大白板上面写上。
Go back to 1 through 3. We were alienated from God.
1到3节讲到我们跟神隔绝。
Verse 4, what did I tell you was the most important word in verse 4?
我告诉你第四节里面最重要的一个词是什么词呢? But.
But.
然而。
But God.
然而神。
We were alienated from him, but God in his mercy.
我们和神隔离，然而神因为他的丰富的怜悯。
So now look at verse 13.
现在我们看第十三节。
11 and 12, we were alienated from one another.
十一、十二节讲到我们与彼此之间隔绝。
What's the first word in verse 13?
第十三节的第一个词什么 ？There is no but.
There's no but in Chinese.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you've got to put one in.
那个中文的那个英文的那个十三节有那个然而那个词，但是中文没有翻出来。
In English and in Greek, but now.
但是呢，在那个英语跟希腊原文里边都是有这个然而。
But now in Christ Jesus.
然而你们在基如今。
That same turnaround.
他说在基督却哦、oh, some.Very different, very hard to say that word. 却在基督耶稣里，那也是一个转向的词。
Okay, will you understand it?
Yes.
Okay.
They are not on the beginning kind of.
And then, again, in the first 10 verses,
在头十节里边
we were alienated from God.
我们与神隔绝。
But God brought us together.
但然而神把我们带到一起。
And He ends that with.And the reason he did it is so that we can do the good works he created us to do.
神把我们跟他让他跟他和好的目的是要让我们叫我们行善，他所预备让我们行的。
That's the outline of the first 10 verses.
那是头十节的大纲。
11 through 22.
十一到二十二节。
The same outline.
这是同样的一个大纲。
We were alienated from each other.
我们彼此之间隔绝。
But now in Christ Jesus we are brought together.
然而如今却在基督耶稣里我们被已经得亲近了。
Why?
为什么?
So we can be what he created us to be.
他可以让我们成为他创造我们所要成为的。
19 through 22.
19到22就是讲了他要
让我们成为。He is building a new structure.
因为神在创造一个新的灵宫。
A holy temple.
它是一个圣殿
，a dwelling place for God，
是神借着圣灵居住的所在
，the church，
就是教会。
And your lesson for next week，
所以我们下个星期的作业
，in chapter 3 is going to look at what that church looks like。
三章一到十三节会讲这个教会到底是什么样的。
But I want you to see how the two halves of chapter 2 fit together。
我们想看第二章的头十节跟第一部分第二部分是怎么样联合起来的
？We were alienated from God. We were alienated from one another.
你首先呢，你和神隔绝，你也彼此之间隔绝。
But God restored us.
但是神修复了我们。
And God restored us to each other.
然后神也让我们彼此之间。
He did it so we can do the good works He made us for.
神这样做是为了让我们预备我们行善。
And He did it, restored us from each other so that we can be the church He made us to be.
神重建我们彼此之间的关系是要让我们能够成为他所创造我们所要成为的教会。
So let's look at this last half.
让我们看最后这个十一到二十二节。
The first thing I ask you in your homework to look for.
在那个作业里边呢，我们第一个我问的问题是。
In this last half of the chapter, what are the changes that have happened in the life of the Ephesians because they are justified?
就是列出以弗所人生命中因着被称义而带来的改变。
What did you find?
你觉得他们的改变是什么呢？被称义而带来的改变。
Did you say ma?
No, this is a, this is not a question. I just,
what are the changes?
Yeah, what's a change? This is a command, so.
Oh, okay.
So.
No more division, no more war between the races. Good.
他说彼此这个种族之间的这种敌意，这种征战已经没有了。
And look at the way he describes that. He says we are brought near.
他们说我们被得亲近了。
We are reconciled.
我们彼此之间和睦了。
We have peace.
我们彼此之间有和睦。
All of those are pictures of the end of this war between us.
这些都是那个我们之间这种敌意、这种征战的一个图片。
Now, I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
我现在就跳到后边一点。
But understand that when he's describing this war, this alienation,
当他讲到这种隔离、这个彼此之间的征战的时候、敌意的时候，
it's between Jew,
这是讲到这以色列人
and Gentile,
跟外邦人。
Jews absolutely despised the Gentiles.
这个犹太人是很看不起外邦人的。
There was a wall.Leading into the temple,
在那个 wall, 他说 在那个去那个到圣殿的时候有一个墙。
In fact, in verse 14, he refers to the wall.
他
the dividing wall of hostility.
他讲到是那个中间那个怨仇的墙。
And they would have understood that because there was a wall before the temple and a sign.
然后呢，在那个圣殿之前呢，有一个墙，上面有一个警戒，上面写的
"Gentiles cannot go past here."
他说：“你是外邦人，你不要过了这个墙，别再往前走了。
”On pain of death.
如果再往前走，那个咎由自取，就是死罪。
Imagine a sign out front.
如果想想我们外边如果有个牌子
，Japanese cannot come past this sign.
说日本人不能。
On pain of death.
如果你日本人，你不要经过这个标志，你过来了就是死刑。
That's this alienation.
这个就是之间的这种隔离，这种
no relationship at all.
根本之间没有任何联系。
Jews, some of the Jews said that the reason God had created Gentiles.
有些犹太人说，神之所以创造外邦人
，was to provide fuel, firewood.For the fires of hell,
是为了给这个地狱里的火提供那个柴、那个燃料柴、那个木材。
Only Jews were God's children.
只有犹太人才是神的孩子。
And the rest of us were created to be firewood for hell.
我们那个剩下的人呢，被神创造出来就是要做地狱里的这个火柴、这个柴、木材。
Now think for a minute.
你想一想。
If you have grown up on either side of that division,
如果你不管在这个，你是在墙的这边或者是那边长大的。
If you are the Gentiles,
如果你是外邦人。
And you are the Jews,
而你是犹太人。
As Jews,
作为犹太人。
What are you going to think when Paul says?
你怎么想呢？保罗说。
Through Christ.They're all welcome to come over here.
因着基督，他们都已经被欢迎，但我们这边被欢迎了。
You're not all that thrilled.
你可不是很兴奋。
And as Gentiles,
作为外邦人
，it's going to take an awful lot for you to feel any kind of love and unity with those people.
对你来讲，要费很大的努力，你才对这个犹太人感觉到跟他们合一，对他们有爱。
This week I have been reading a biography of Martin Luther King.
我这个星期在读那个马丁·路德·金的传记。
And by this point in 20 whatever year it is, 2018.
到2018年为止。2019. Yeah.
It's easy for us to forget the animosity between African Americans.And whites in the 50s and 60s.
在那个白人在五十年代白人黑人之间的一种敌意。
And it was a painful process.
那是一个很痛苦的过程，让他们彼此之间能够合一，能够。
Yesterday I was reading the testimony of a survivor of the Rwanda Holocaust back in 1994-95.
Yeah, 就是一九。九四年、九五年的时候，在卢旺达有那个大屠杀，我在看到一个幸存者的他的一个记录。
She is a member of the Tutsi tribe that was almost annihilated by the Hutu.
他所属于的那个Tutsi那个种族呢，基本上是完全就被灭族了，整个。
Her life was spared. She was able to hide and save her life.
因为他呢就藏起来，所以他没被杀死。
She became a Christian.
他成为基督徒。
And God called her to be a missionary to preach to the Hutu people.
然后呢，她成为基督徒，神呼召她去对那个胡图族呢，去向那些人传福音。
And in her testimony is a lot like the testimony of Jonah.
她的那个
She said, God, I don't want those people to be saved.
说神啊，我可不想那些人被得救。
They tried to kill me.
他们都想杀了我。
I don't want them going to heaven.
我可不想他们去天堂。
And I for sure don't want to live in eternity with them forever.
我可不想在天上永远跟他们住在一起。
I can understand that.
我能够了解他的感受，对不对？
Ephesians 2.
但是以弗所第二章讲的。
God used to speak to her to say.
神用以弗所第二章对他对这个姐妹说话。
I am making one people.
他说我要成为造成成为一体，让两下成合而为一。
Now I will say to you.
我对大家说。
The conclusion of this lesson is this.
这个课的结论就是。
God bringing Jews and Gentiles together is all very nice.
神把这个犹太人跟外邦人让他们两下合而为一是很好的。
God bringing blacks and whites together in the 60s and 70s is all very nice.
神把那个在60年代70年代让白人跟黑人两下为一这也是很好。
God bringing Hutus and Tutsis together in the 90s is all very nice.
神在那个90年代让这个卢旺达的这个胡图族跟这个图塞族他们合在一起也是很好的。
But perhaps as you read this and hear this, you think,
但是你听到这个 你就可能会想
I hope he's not going to talk about me and whatever.
我希望神可不是讲我跟那个谁谁谁。
I think the 90s is a good place to stop this illustration.
我觉得到了九十年代，这个最好我们就把这个讲课停例子就结束了。
If so,
如果是你心里面有
这种感受的话 here is what Ephesians 2 has to say to you as a believer.
以弗所对于你作为一个基督徒一定要对你说的就是
because
因为
God has united us with him.
因为神让我们跟他联合。
He is making one body.
现在他让我们神在造成成为一个身体。
And we do not have the option.
我们没有这个选择作为神的子民说。
No, I will keep that wall.
我要还留着那堵墙。
It is not possible.
那是不可能的。
The same God who united us, broke down the alienation between us and him.
这个拆断了我们跟他之间隔断的墙的这样同样一位神
breaks down the alienation between us.
也拆毁了我们中间隔断的墙。
I was teaching on Ephesians a few years ago at the college.
几年以前我在大学里教以弗所书。
One of my students was from the south.
我的一个学生他是从南部美国南部来的
from the Georgia South
他是从那个
Alabama, he was from Alabama.
阿拉巴马和那个佐治亚的南部来的
and he had come to Bible College with a big Confederate flag on the back of his pickup truck
他的那个卡车上呢有一个大旗是那个南北战争的时候的
He was your classic southern good old boy.
他是那个属于南方的这个学生。
And I still remember.
我还记得很清楚。
We're studying Ephesians.
我们一起在学习以弗所书。
And he is sitting next to an African American student who was at our college.
然后他旁边坐的一个从非洲来的黑人学生。
And I didn't address it.
我根本也没有
But we're reading through Ephesians.
我也没有讲这些。
And all of a sudden, he turns to the student next to him.
然后突然间，他又转头看他那个黑人学生。
And says,
然后对他说
，I have to take the flag off my car.
他说我最好是把那个南方的那个旗子给拿下来。
You understand?
你了解到了吗
？God had said to him.
神对他说
，Look.
你看一下。
We are one family.
我们是一家人。
All of God's word speaks to where we are in our life today.
所有神的话都对我们今天的状况说话。
Okay, so I'm taking too long here.
我在这讲太久了。
He ended the war. What else has God done in this?
就是讲到我们生命因什么改变？第一个，神结束了这场征战。再一个呢
？What else did you see?
大家还有什么答案？A new creature.
He made us a new creation.
他让我们成为一个新人。第十五节。18. Okay, we can come before the Father.
Good.
18.
He gave us access to the Father.
神让我们基督让我们可以进到父面前。
And look at how he says it.
他是怎么说的这里。
I want you to understand, Paul knows his audience.
保罗知道他的听众是谁。
He knows that when this letter is read in Ephesus,
他知道当这封信在以弗所教会被宣读的时候。
What I just described is not made up.
我刚才讲述的可不是
编造出来的。In that church, there will be Jews and there will be Gentiles.
在以弗所教会有外邦人，也有犹太人。
And he knows that most likely there will be a wide separation between them.
他知道在他们中间肯定是有一些分开的，就是犹太人跟以弗所人外邦人。
Because the truth of the matter is,
这个真相就是
coming to Christ and having our heart changed.
来到基督面前，让我们的心被他改变。
Does not fix our mind.
并不一定就改变我们的那个思想成见。
You understand that?
了解到了吗
？My student who sat in class.
我那个在班上的学生。
God had changed his heart already.
神已经改变了他的心。
But he had been raised in a world in an environment that his mind as understanding of other races was mixed up.
但是他从小长大的那个环境呢，就是教导他，就是说，就是对那个黑人呢，他们之间还是有成见的。
And God had to fix this.
然后神也要修复他的那个想重建他的想法，他的
思想。And so Paul knows they're going to stand up and they're going to read this letter to the church at Ephesus.
所以当他们在教会里边，这些教会层面大家都站起来，他们就会学。
And it matters to him greatly that Jews and Gentiles understand that they are brought together.
所以呢，对保罗来讲，就是说犹太人跟这个以弗所人，他们都了解到说，他们成为一体，被带到神面前，这个很重要。
And so look at what he does in verse 18.
所以看一下十八节他是怎么讲的。
Our sister pointed out we now have access to the Father.
我们现在都有可以进到父面前。
But look at this important word.
但是请你看这个很重要的词。
I hope this is in Chinese. For through him we both have access.
因为呢，借着他，我们两下都能够进到父面前。
That's in there, isn't it?
Have to rewarding, but it's there.
Okay, it's got to be there because this is important.
因为这个很重要。
Over here, we are Jewish.
在这边坐的都是犹太人。
Believers in Christ.
他们是在因着基督在。
Their hearts have been changed.
他们的心已经被改变了。
But their minds are still messed up.
但他们的那个想法还是一团乱。
And they think, well, yes, those Gentiles over there.
他说那边坐的外邦人。
Okay, maybe God is doing something for them.
也许神为他们做了一些什么。
But as far as access to God,
但是呢，能够进到神面前。
We've got a hotline.
我们可是有这个热线。
You know, they can dial and go through an operator or something, but we've got the red phone. We just pick it up and God's
here. 他们可能要有一个转接线员，但是我们可以直接打电话就可以到神面前。
We both.
但是保罗说我们都可以两下都有两下都有同样可以进到神面前，因为这个墙已经被拆毁了。
Two other things I want you to see in case you didn't.
另外两件我想让你看的是。
He says we are citizens.
他们讲到说，我们是神的国民。
Citizenship mattered to them.
就是说，这个国民很，这个国际是很重要的。
That meant you had rights.
你要是那个属于那个国家的公民的话，你是有权利的。
There were things that privileges that came to you.
那个是有特权的，作为那个国民。
Last week I was flying back from China.
上个星期我飞回来。
And at the airport,
在那个飞机场
something happened that you never want to see happen.
有些事情发生是你从来不想见到。
The lady at immigration in China stamped my passport.
我离开的时候呢，那个出海关的时候，他们在我的。
And then I saw on her face this look.
然后她在我的护照上那样打开，她突然那个脸上就有个这样一个表情。
And she calls someone over.
然后他又就赶快叫一个。
And they're looking at my passport.
然后他们就看了我的护照。
And I'm thinking, What did you just do to my passport?
我说他们到底我的护照发生什么了？到底怎么回事？
Did you just stamp it with the invalid stamp?
难道你说我这个护照是无效护照吗？
And her supervisor takes it and he puts his initial.
然后那个他的那个老板就领导就过来上面签上名。
And he stamps something else.
然后这个他的那个领导又盖了一个章。
And hands it back.
然后就把那护照还给我。
And I said.
然后我就说。
In English, of course.
当然我是用英文说的。
Is my passport and visa going to be okay?
我就说我的这个签证跟护照还好吗？
And he said.
然后他说。
In Chinese, of course.
当然，我进那海关的时候，他是用中文说的。
I don't speak English, and I don't know what you're talking about.
然后那个人就 ，How can you understand that?
I'm just sure that's what he was saying.
我想，我他就说用中文说我不会英文，所以我不知道你在说什么。
If you want to ask me something, ask in Chinese.
他如果你想，我想他说是如果你想问我的话，你要用中文问。
He smiled and I went on.
然后他又对我笑一笑，我就。
But in the back of my mind, the whole way I'm headed back to America, I'm thinking.
当我回来的时候，我就一直在想。
I hope when I get.The immigration in Detroit that they don't tell me there's a problem with my passport.
所以呢，我希望我回来的时候入关的时候，他们不会说哦，你的护照有问题。
Citizenship matters.
所以呢，这个国际呢是很重要的。
And Paul says to them.
所以保罗对他们说
，We now are citizens together.
我们现在都是这个国家的国民了。
And then he tells one more that I hope you didn't miss.
我就他又告诉我们另外一件事，我希望你不会
Did anyone see the privilege in verse 22?
大家有没有看到二十二节的我们的这个特权，我们的荣幸，我们的权益
？What do you got?
Become the dwelling place of Holy Spirit.
Dwelling place for God.
我们都是神的居住的所在，神的居所。
That is amazing.
那个是很令人震惊
的。He says, "We have become a place where God can dwell."
我们就成了一个居所，神可以住在里面。
But when Paul wants to tell us something, he never says it once.
当保罗想给我们讲什么事他不可
不可是不止讲一遍。He just keeps
hammering. 然后他就不断的一次又一次的这样子讲。
Until finally we say, okay, Paul, I understand.
然后直到我们最后说，保罗，好了，我真的是明白了。
Because look at what he says.
你看他这里怎么说。
Look at verse 22.
请你看二十二节。
You are being built together into a dwelling place.
你们也靠他同一同被建造。
Again, he knows his audience.
他知道他的听众是谁，收信人。
The Jews are sitting here hearing this and thinking, "Of course, yeah, we're a dwelling place for God."
那个犹太人坐在那儿说：“当然了，我们就是神的居住，神就住在我们中间。”
The tabernacle was us.
因为我们就是神的帐幕。
The temple was ours.
因为圣殿也是我们的。
Jesus came and dwelt among us. He was Jewish.
因为耶稣是犹太人，他降在这个人间，居住在我们中间。
Paul says,
但是保罗说
look to your left.
但是保罗说看你的左边
See those Gentiles over here?
你看到那边的外邦人了吗
As hard as it is to believe,
虽然你很难相信
Richard,
那个 Richard 弟兄
is being built together with you,
他给你一同被建造
as a dwelling place.
他也一同被建造成为神居住的所在。
Do you understand how important the unity of the church is to Paul?
你了解到对保罗来讲，这个教会的合一有多重要吗？
It's not just a nice idea.
并不是说哦，这是个很不错的念头。
And it's not something easy.
也不是一件很容易的事情。
Because these people have been raised since childhood to look down on these.
因为这些犹太人呢，从儿童时期就开始，他们的教育就是他们看不起这些外邦人。
And the truth is,
但是这个真相是
，it was just as hard on this side.
就像在这个外邦人这边。
Because the whole idea of anti-Semitic,
因为就是这个反犹太主义
thoughts is not new.
那个反犹太主义可不是一个新一个不是刚刚开始的，并不是说希特勒发明的反犹太主义。
And the Gentiles of the first century hated Jews every bit as much as Jews hated Gentiles.
第一世纪的外邦人就特别的憎恶犹太人，就像犹太人憎恶他们一样，两边都互相不喜欢。
And so Paul is saying.
但是保罗说
，If we're going to be brought near to God，
如果我们要都被带到神面前
，If we're going to be made citizens，
如果我们要被神 让神建造成为国民。
If we're going to have access to the Father,
如果我们要能够有有能够进到父面前。
If we're going to be a dwelling place for God,
如果我们要成为神居住的所在。
We will do it together.
我们要一同来做。
And that lesson is very, very important for us today.
对我们今天的人，这个功课也非常的重要。
One of the reasons I have enjoyed very much being a part of Palm Beach Church.
我之所以非常享受成为我们教会的一部分。
I read a year ago, something, 2 years ago, something that troubled me greatly.
两年之前我读了一个 一本什么东西，让我的心里很非常的不平静。
The writer said,
这个作者写道，
The most segregated place in America,
他说这个最分离的这个地方在美国，
In 2017,
在2017年在美国最分离最隔绝的地方就是
was evangelical churches at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning,
就是11点钟的福音教会。
I read that.
我就福音派教会，我读了那个。
And I thought that can't be right.
我说那肯定不对。
This is not what Paul says.
这个不是保罗所写的。
This is wrong.
这个是错的。
And one of the things that has been so exciting to me to be a little part here.
就是让我能够成为这个教会的一部分，让我很兴奋的是。
Is how easy it is for us to have a variety of languages and races and people.
就是在这个教会呢，我们讲不同的语言，我们不同，从不同的背景，不同的人种。
And that to me is wonderful.
对我来讲，这个真的是太好了。
However,
但是
I want to say to you,
我也想对大家说
that is only step one.
那个只是第一步。
Because it is entirely possible to come into the same building,
有很有可能我们来到同一个建筑物教堂
and worship together,
我们一起敬拜神
but not to have the kind of spiritual unity,
但是我们却没有这种属灵上的这种合一，就像保罗所描述的。
He is not saying to the Ephesians,
他不是对以弗所人说
okay.Y'all come and you worship in the same building.
你们在同一个建筑教堂里边敬拜神。
He is saying,
他对他所说的是
you become one body.
你作为一个整个一个身体来到神面前。
And that means you care for one another.
这个就意味着你们彼此之间在意彼此。
Without distinction.
没有，就是你们之间没有分别。
That's what it means to be the church.
这个就是意味着教会到底是什么。
Now, that was question one.
那个只是那个第一个问题。
Elder Yang, we really need like a 3-hour Sunday school period.
杨长老，我们大概需要一个三个小时的这个主日学。
That's what God has done.
这是神为我们所做的。
Now, question two, I ask you, how did he do it?
How?
List the things that he did.
Okay, list, yeah.Okay. 就是说列出耶稣为使以色列人和外邦人合一所做的。
And for the sake of time, let me just
时间关系我们就
show you this. 1 through 4, you were dead.
一到四节你们死了。
But God,
然而神让你们活过来。
11 through 13,
11到13节
you were separated.
你们彼此隔绝。
But now in Christ.
但是现在在基督里。
In the 30s,
在三十年代
40s,
四十年代
the social gospel
那个就是社会福音
had very good ambitions.
他们社会福音他们有个很好的一个目标一个决心就是一个远景目标
And that is people who recognize
他们就是希望说人们能看出来
The church should not be divided.
教会不应该分隔
There should not be a white church, a black church, a Chinese, all separated.
他说不是说只有白人的教会黑人的教会中国教会
We should be one.
他们觉得我们应该成为一体
And so they began to work at that.
所以他们就在这方面努力。
But it seems to me they saw the problem.
对我来讲，他们看到了这个问题。
But they missed the cure.
但是他们的这个方法，他们的治疗方法确实不对。
And that is through missing Ephesians 2.
那就是他们错忽略了以弗所第二章。
Let me explain.
让我解释一下。
Perhaps this morning you think of someone that you are divided from.
或者今天早上你能想到你跟某个人之间你们不和。
A fellow believer.
或另外一个信主的人，基督徒。
If they come in that door,
如果他们从那个门进来，
you come in this one.
你就从那个门出去。
If they sit over there,
如果他们坐在这边，
you sit over here.
你就赶快坐在那边。
And so you hear this.
所以当你听到这个信息的时候，
and you think, okay,
你就想说，
I've got to do something.
我需要做点什么。
Can I give you some bad news?
我可以给你个坏消息吗？
You can't fix it.
你没法就是解决这个问题。
We just aren't good enough.
我们没那么棒，没那个能力。
We can try.
我们可以努力。
We can even put on a face and say, "Oh, Richard, it's so nice to see you."
假装你跟他说，哎呀，这位弟兄见到你真高兴，但心里边说，我真
Oh, it's good to.
见到你真高兴，但心里说真是不想见到你。
But we can't cure our heart.
但是我们不能自己来医治我们的心灵
，right？
对不对
？So let's go back to 1-4.
所以让我们回到一到四节。
We were alienated from God.
我们真的是与神隔绝。
We were separated from Him. We were slaves. We were enemies.
我们是神的敌人，我们是奴仆。
How was that problem remedied？
那个问题是怎么最后怎么解决的
？Through Jesus.
是因着耶稣基督
But God
然而神
made us one
神使我们成为一体
Go to the last half of the chapter
再回到以弗所的第二章的最后一部分
That fellow believer
那些那个基督徒
That person who is your brother in Christ
那个是在基督里的弟兄
But you stay away
但是你们却离对方两方都离对方远远的
You've managed even sometimes to smile when you shake your hand.
你有时候想的努力的甚至可以跟他握手跟他微笑
But it's not there inside.
但是里边却不是这样的
If verse 1-4 it was God who united us there
如果神把我们联合让我们跟他联
合 What is the cure for this alienation?
怎么样来医治就是人和人之间彼此的这种隔绝这种隔离呢？神也是通过他靠近他。
But now in Christ Jesus，
但是现在在基督耶稣里
，we are united，
我们合而为一。
It doesn't happen through our determination，
不是靠我们的决心。
It happens as we allow Him to do in us。
我们之所以能够得到医治，是我们允许他在我们里边。
What He calls us to do，
他。在我们里边呼召我们所要去做的。
What was often missed, it seems to me.
通常在我看来就有什么被
In the efforts of the 30s and 40s, was to rely on.
三十年代、四十年代的社会福音。
Good intentions.
他们就依靠他们自己的好心意，他们的
resolution.
他们的决心。
But not.
而不是
a transformation of the heart.
而不是这个心的更新，这个心灵的更新。
And what I want you to get from this last part of Ephesians,
我想让你们从第二章的最后一部分看到的是
is not just the theory,
不单单是一套理论
of what happens in Rwanda or what happens in
不是说在卢旺达或者是在别的地方发生了什么
but in the daily reality,
在我们每日的生活中
of our relationships with other believers,
在我们跟弟兄姐妹彼此的关系在每日的生活中
Because the truth of the matter is it's a whole lot easier to see a fix for big problems
那个很容易的就是真相就是我们看一个大问题被解决了
than to see the fix between me and a brother who is
而是没看到我跟另外一个弟兄或者姐妹之间那个关系的恢复
But if Ephesians 2 is true for Jews and Gentiles
如果以弗所书对犹太人外邦人是真实的
It must be true for me and Richard.
也就必须让我跟这位弟兄 之间的关系。
By the way, for anyone who is very literal minded in here,
有没有人多少人就是很那个
？Richard and I get along fine.
逐字逐句的看这个东西，我跟 Richard 弟兄是一样的。
I don't want you going home saying, I don't know what happened, but boy, they had a big fight this week.
我可不想你们说，哎呦，不知道怎么，他可能跟那个麦牧师跟这个 Richard 弟兄之间有什么不和，不是这样的。
Take Ephesians 2.
你就去看以弗所第二章。
And this week,
这个星期
reread it.
又把它重新读一遍。
We're moving on to chapter 3 next week.
下个星期我们要看第三章，杨长老再发这个讲义。
But go back this week.
但是这个星期呢，请你再回到
read chapter 2 again.
再把第二章再读。
And see those that you have struggled to feel unity.
就是去看到你对那个人呢，要跟他合一这样的，你是有点挣扎的。
And see what he shows us.
然后看是神对我们显示的展示的是什么。
Verse 19, he says,
第十九节讲，
we are a new kingdom.
他们讲到说我们是一个新的国度。
Verse 19, we are a new family.
他说是现在我们是一个新的家人。
Verse 20 to 22, we are a temple, a dwelling place for God.
20-22章讲到我们是神
居住的圣殿，
所有这些发生。
As we are brought together,
是因为我们被带到在基督里，我们被成为一体。
Unity in the family of God is incredibly important.
在神的家里边的合一是难以置信的重要。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
It is so practical.
真的是非常的实用。
Over and over, it speaks to areas that I need to change.
一次又一次的，就是你的话语对我们需要改变的生活中的地方说话。
Areas where I need to grow.
就是我们需要成长的地方。
Help us to see what you want to do in our lives.
求你帮助我们看到我们在生活中、生命中需要改变的地方。
To see how you want to make us one body in you.
求你让我们看到你如何想让我们在你里边成为一体。
And help us that we will allow you to do that.
帮助我们，让我们允许你在我们生命中做这样的工。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you. I will see.